his creation, as we is crystal, liquid, temperature, gas, sonics. You integrate with it in yourself. Now, we can't leave it to yourself, because this is not a science to go floundering around, and it's not a holier than thou attitude. That is for beginners. We just, when we get a little deeper in, we got to monitor and train you to look at things so you have better control of where you're doing and what you're doing, to validate for yourself. So you're never left to yourself. There are always brothers and sisters who are watching us and integrating and helping us to understand this internal science more and more all the time. It's a very fantastic science. It's called the science of life. So, but the thing is this, we have to start off somewhere to get us, to encourage us to look in. So, those who are on the eliminating level are the powdery ones. So, and she gave you the little note there how to use it. And I can go over it by saying, I'll take eliminate. Divine will flowing through me will eliminate all those conditions that interfere with the normal and harmonious flow of Jane. It has been said, it is done, so be it. Thank you. Now, you'll notice we're dealing with elements, right? Crystal, liquid, thermal, or fire, which the ancient agricultural languages, and then air or gas. But we never notice none of them go to sonics. We always refer to it as ether.
What?
Ether. So that was the old way of their referring to it as ether. In the etheric, out of the range of, into the beyond. And that's why they call it meta, physic, beyond the physic. We know today there's no beyond the physic, but there is visible physics and invisible physics. And so in the proper understanding of the integrating of yourself, you are more in control of the sonics that holds the health together. In Hebrew, the highest name for God is He, because that's the first song you that comes in through the mechanism in manifestation. When you blow into something, it sounds like so it goes into you, and we call it He, think it is masculine. But try and blow air between your hand. It's a, So the Arabs went to call it He, all there is, so they call it Health. H-E hyphen A-L hyphen T-H. He, all there is. The big breath of life. So God, creative sonics, resonated into manifestation or form, breath of life, which is the pressure resonance, which the picture is trying to show you. More they have the pressure reference is the harmonic of the projection of that sound on the substance, which is the element, and holding it together, and you're held together in it. But you have one unique quality. This form was selected to contain the individuality and the creative intelligence as a self-resident monitoring appreciative mechanism. So from the unified field of the resonance sound to the individualized shape of controllable sound, we are endowed with the projection of this sound to interface and correct all sonic misappliances.
Our original loss of the memory of sonic
stem
was a language problem.
Yeah, but that's Tower of Babel. You know Tower of Babel?
Uh-huh.
Good. They were building this big tower, 700 feet up, and then the guy, the highest guy at the top, said to the one next to him, pass the brick. By the time that Stephen got to the guy, the bottom of his song, go to hell, you prick. So what happened? Everybody was babbling off. Hick, brick, 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 brick. And so that's a tower of people. And we're still babbling all over it now, trying to straighten it out.
Until we hit on the right.
So they say, if you want a brick, go and get the Texas hick. Don't be a hick. Buy Texas brick.
Well,
but there is where we come back to where Sanskrit, being guttural and nasal from the various groupings, it started to diversified over the centuries. Each group is pulling. But here is why the American Indians said the time is coming when the land and the people of the rainbow people will be pulling back into the unity with the Great Spirit, meaning that the sonic resonance of the integrated gathering of all the different ethnic groups in one area, which we call America now, we're speaking English and the intonation where it's balancing back. So to understand that English is the only avenue we have to resolve these sonic adequacies is by taking the word and reading it left to right, which is left brain, right brain oscillation, see? So if you say DOG is man's best friend, that's providing you read it as from left to right. But then when you read it like Chinaman, from right to left, it's G-O-D, and it's still a man's best friend. So in the doghouse, you'll find God quicker. So this is what a uniqueness of English you will find, as you can work the word, whatever comes up to threaten you emotionally, if you don't panic with the word, you can take it and move it within its own alphabetical structure, left and right, and you'll find your way out of it. All words in English are like that. No other language can do it, and that's why many people are puzzled that English is the only configuration of letters of alphabet that can do this. We can't do it with other structures of language. Now, you want to teach a Chinaman to drive a car, you go down the road and you tell him, when you come to the end of the road, you can see a big round object and it got a sign on it. And I want you to obey the writing on the sign, and when you get there, you must do what the sign says. And then if I want you to go left, you read from left to right the word. And if I want you to go from right, you read the word from right to left. See, then the person drives up the car, he sees the sign, and it's red. He knows red means to stop. Then you say to him, now I want you to make a left turn. A left turn, P-O-T-S, box. So he goes that way. You want him to make a right turn, S-T-O-P. Then you tell him, if you don't obey that kind of a process, they'll put you in the ground. So you better make sure how you read it, because the brain goes like that. So English has one quick way to resolve the anguish. If somebody calls you any kind of a label, don't panic from the label. You have three options: to take the word, turn it around in the same alphabet, you don't take out none or add anything, and you'll find your way out of the word. But if you can't find your way out of the world, you have another option. You say, vice versa. Then you freak them out. Whatever they call you, vice versa. I'm a mirror, so what the heck? Then he quits. Because he doesn't like to see his own reflection. So that ends up all this, the argument. Either we get along or we don't get along. See? So this is how the psychics are working for us now. But when you can see actual geometry and substances held in a three-dimensional condition, and then come to realize that those frequencies are all locked up in us, in one movement of the mouth, and that is, there's no way to put the mouth other than this way, and if you put it this way, it goes, ah. You put it this way, ooh. And you put it this way, mmm. So if you amplify those three, it'll turn out like, mmm, oh, mmm. So we don't have any place to go but home.
What about all the non-verbal frequencies? That something I kept thinking of when that was going through was the moon.
You'll notice throughout the entire process, the frequencies are non-verbal.
Mm-hmm.
Your skin doesn't know how to talk. Mm-hmm. All it knows is how to what? Constrict, dilate. No. If you put a sound to the elements will pull themselves to form a geometry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. If you take away the sound, the elements separate from the geometry, but they retain their non-geometrical shape to which they originally began from, but they don't stop constricting and dilating. So all life is action. There is no such thing as inaction life.
There's no
such thing. The sounds just change the form.
That's right. It takes it from a potential state into a kinetic state to give it potency to relate to. But then when the sound is withdrawn, it goes back to its potential state, constricting and dilating within itself.
But
that cannot stop.
We
can't see it until we slow the brain down to have what is called our own cellular TV going for us, and they call it meditation in the old language. And I told you before, meditation is an acronym, a long time, nobody realized what they were talking about. Mental energy directing individual thought activities towards an internal or intuitive independent observation of the senses and oneness with noumena or nature. So man didn't have TV set and radio to entertain him in the early time frame, so when the night came at 6 o'clock, end of the day, all of them would sit down like this, and close their eyes, and listen to their skin. And this is how come Brother Jesus came along and tried to encourage them by giving them the technique of when the eyes are single. Now how are you going to make it single unless you close them? The whole body, that's this tissue mechanism, is full of what? Light. But the light is actually elements in a state of ignition. That's basically what's going on inside of you, and the ignition is sustained by a resonance that envelopes it around it. And the light is shining in the darkness. The darkness is the resonance that is holding it together. But the is shining in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it now. Right? So don't ask resonance to comprehend. Resonance is holding the thing together for consciousness to observe. And what is consciousness? Respiratory function. And let your light so shine. Now, take the time to observe, which is nothing but an exhaustion technique. If you were to tell you it was an exhaustion technique, you wouldn't want to do it.
Well, we told you it's nice reverence. You'll do it very much. You might as well call it cosmic child abuse. Or cosmic soul abuse, soil abuse, what the thing is. It's the exhaustion technique, which merely means that you have to sit down for a given length of time to let the brain slow down to be able to see sound waves, not hear them alone. To see these sound waves revolving inside of you, and then let your light so shine before men, meaning the sonic frequency becomes brilliant. That means the crystals in your skin start to repolish themselves, and that's what solar nutrition is doing for you, is to get the skin to gloss. Not the fact that I sit down and close my eyes. It's because my conscious mechanism is integrating with the timing that the crystalline action is taking off the roughness of the crystals as they move through on time to do a biological polishing, like a tumbling effect. And therefore, the skin now radiates and glows, and they call it aura and all these different labels. But that's fine. But if you understand what's going on physically inside, then you're getting to the real truth of what this thing is doing. So then that is the fundamental technique. And it is man's first way to entertain himself as an individualized form, seeing his entire nature that is outside, that is shut down at night, and he doesn't have no electricity in the jungle, and all he can hear is a so he don't know where the hell is that, but he's sure going to find himself some place to hide in case he gets bit. So this is, then he closes his eyes and he says, hey, maybe I can check this thing and see what it looks like. And then up pops up this rabbit in his head. So various ways he will actually getting his internal imagery going on. Now today we come closer and closer to the duplication through mechanical mechanism, and we can understand it much more and work with it. But in context of it all, the primary condition is to stay healthy. All these ideas that we see, we're trying to understand what we are, isn't that making us holier than thou? The worst condition that can happen to your body is to get it sick. And when it's sick, we're going to turn to the empty blue sky and ask it for. Give me my health back, right? Well, I'm your health, you. What the hell you want? I'm all there is. Hey, healthy. Breathe. That's what they told me. I had to breathe. So breath is life. But nobody going to breathe me. Even Brother Jesus wouldn't. He'll boost me up. Give me the love. But they will not breathe for you. You got to breathe for yourself. So that's your individuality. That's what's locked up in you. Your own personal integrating with it. Then you begin to realize that God is Lord Health. And Lord Health can't test itself unless it sets up aggravation. Because how would you know if you're healthy if you never get aggravated? You can't develop any immunity unless you get challenged. So this is what happens. The thing sounds funny. Why would he give us health only to check us and see if we can get sick? So he puts the most obvious way to make us sick, our mouth. He puts us together as sonics, holding us together as sonic man, male or female. Picture for one moment, no belly buttons. Don't tell them to do a single thing. What would they do? How old would you make them? Can't make it that old. You gotta make it a little bigger.
So 16-year-old person is right there, no belly buttons, and two of them lying there, and you put air in their nose and tell them nothing. Just give them the air to breathe. That's all they're going to be doing. Like you turn on that TV set by plugging it in, but you don't put it on no station. Now I tell you, put it in the station where you don't have anything coming through the set. So you got to tell that first pair of individuals, don't you do, do and don't you do. Now picture that, do and don't you do. Do, you know you have the right, you'll fall back asleep. Don't you do, you'll what? The eyes will perk up, don't, and then you're going to want to experiment. Greatest choice we got. And then the mouth will argue with it to do or not to do. So then we find the sonics comes in to create the anguish, and the sonics come back to correct the anguish. Fantastic science. So there's where we look at the whole process inside now, and then we start to correct the problem. So what they have done is to take this information now and brought it to a level of equipment where they can beam these songs, and I have a small little one that we work with tomorrow night. I know tonight you've already gone along, but we'll play a few to show you how the song works.
How long
the
wait list is for his machine?
Huh?
How long the waiting list to get one of his machines?
Oh, I've ordered one that size that he has. There's about $8,500, but I have another one that I work with that is designed for the therapist. I'll demonstrate that for more.
You've been working with that for a while, haven't you?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Ed.
Oh.
You want to bring up a little unit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see it's out in
it's in the van there.
In the van.
Yeah. We'll demonstrate what this is a small mini portable one. This is for the person who can afford it in the home. The other ones are mostly for therapists. Yeah, so, but I use this because the other one is big as like that box on top of the TV set there. And that's more of a therapy.
Wouldn't it be hard to get
a
hold of those TV stuff, tapes, and videotapes?
We're getting them now because they're... This was the original given to me, one of the originals given to me, so we're getting them out for the students, the initiates. And I have one here, this one here is over. This has got about 120 minutes of integrated sound and light. And it'll take about 2 hours to look at it. But you'll be familiar with it because you hear it on the tape already.
The tapes we have.
Yeah. But it's converted now to optical vision, so you can see the actual sound that it makes converting into optical geometry.
So this is different
from what we saw a couple of months ago. The other one is actual pictures of flying from a plane taken. Now, this is entirely different. This is actually done by the tape is there and it's hooked into a computer that sorts out the sounds to give it its actual geometry in their scape. So it takes about 2 hours to see it. So I don't know how much time you got. So
well,
we'll have it available for you at the next trip or by book orders. But the thing is, right now I just got the first copy run out by the man who did it for me. I was very fortunate for him to want to do it because he is a scientist and a doctor.
but he got cheated by a lot of big corporations, so he's angry at them and he wants to get even on them. So when we met, he was going to commit suicide. I said, what for? Because they cheat you? I said, all I'm teaching people is longevity lifestyle. You know what? Longevity lifestyle. So I gave him a card and he said, I'll see you tomorrow. And he took off. And then the next day he showed up and he said, I showed this to my lawyer. And my lawyer says, you have a chance to get even with those jerks who took you for the hook. You can start inventing and making things to put back and build your life. He says, they can't do nothing under that name. So he said, all right, I'll take your tape and I'll be back in a couple of days. I'll make you a copy of Sonic Resonances through video by computer. It's a machine that he had developed. And
watching it is therapeutic, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
This is a mini model of what the thing
all
is.
Right. Hmm.
You see how it looks like? You recognize the headpiece?
Mm-hmm.
Does that thing transmit the same fire frequency?
Yeah. But this is a mini model.
Even the model
right.
He had
yeah.
Wasn't adjustable to
no.
A different.
It's got a mini. We use it to work on the patient. And we train the patient, the person, the therapist to work with it. By blending it with the we can do a. You have the tape, Ed?
Which tape?
That tape that was there. This one.
Let's see, you mean the audible one?
Yeah.
This thing.
I'll give a demonstration of what we're doing.
Why would that noise be agitating?
At first, to a person, it would agitate you. Then, as you start correcting, those sounds that agitate you are leaving you because those are the impact trauma in your body by injury.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Blows to the body is correcting the
frequency. It's driving me up the wall.
Yeah, because you might have fallen and hit yourself several times.
A couple months ago, huh?
Well, let's take somebody who got a stiff shoulder. Anybody else?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
You didn't jump up that way.
Right up
in the right side.
Yeah.
What are the five frequencies?
Yeah, matching those sounds that are there that has to do with the crystal sonics, sounds that sound like water, and song that sounds like fire, song that sounds like air in your body.
Basically, it just works on the muscular system, not
the
organ energy.
Each part of your anatomy gives off a frequency when it's healthy.
Right.
So, what you're hearing is the actual song taken off by a fiber microphone off of a healthy body organ, amplified to the resonance for the therapist to relate to. Through three types of machines. They have a big hospital type, they have a portable type, and a mini model like this. So this is what we
that works like a tuning fork in
yeah.
The body resounds to it.
Right. Yeah.
This tape is responding to that sound?
That's the guideline.
No, the
tape is already made to direct
the machine
this.
Is
the machine has to integrate
to
with it. Now ask him how he feels.
I don't know the difference yet. But I can feel it really vibrating deep. Right through me.
Mm-hmm.
Vibrates right through me.
Why? That's what it's supposed to do. Wherever it blocks, it'll take a little while to go through. If there's no blockage, it goes right through.
So, Donald, I could touch him and get this point through and feel it. Wow.
Oh,
well, that's touchy. Well, that's
touchy.
You really feel it through.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Feel it? Sometimes it's in a little different spot. It's interesting.
That's what we call radionic therapy or homeopathic therapy. We do homeopathic therapy. There's very little differential. It's only in the blood types and the pH factor. There may be a little difference in the volume, but it's the same frequency will be there for the healthy organ.
So on a transplant then, if you took somebody else's organ and put it in another person, you could change the harmonic of that?
We prefer a close relative transplant than a distant person who is not related. A distant person don't relate, and therefore the kidney rejects, the body rejects. But if you say they are related as relatives, it'll take. That's the first thing they've observed. That any close relative transplant does take and respond, and a non-relative doesn't, it rejects. Now close your eyes and visualize what caused your arm to get tight or stiff. The very first time you recall any stiffness in the shoulder. Good, all right. Just lift your hand. Go ahead. Spread the fingers. Kettle, no, you're released. That's the tea kettle.
System. I see.
So Donald, this tape is different organs?
You're welcome.
Oh, that's me.
Pretty
amazing.
Put this on. You didn't jump up after that. Get over there and lie, would you?
Like your whole insides is just shaking.
And that's what the born again people feel, but it's intensified, mm-hmm. or it's the biokinesis of the cellular structure. The Shakti, the yogi calls it Kundalini. Mm-hmm. We've come this far from the agricultural language to the technical, and to enhance it by the resonance in an equipment. We're not doing anything different, we just make it more guilt-free, so relate to the experience, that you don't live with a guilt syndrome in your brain as to why you should get well, or why you made a mistake to get sick. It's not valid anymore. It's all right as a child growing up, it's all right in the agricultural framework, but today we've all gone that need for guilt. We need to be more responsive to our own well-being as to what we are, and not be afraid of it.
The first technology with sound was the microwave.
Yeah, right. Feel it? Yeah, it goes right through wherever it. Anytime it impedes up to a minute, is the arthritic blockage there. And that you usually find, over the years, I find mostly the impact blow in the area. If you get hit in the area, you know, you run, you fall down, you bump it, and that's where the chronic.
Where the sound just stops?
Yeah, and the crystal in that location, or the element or mineral in that location, oscillating right there and stays right there. It's like a traffic jam. Just picture it as a mineral traffic jam. It's causing all that detour. And what it needs is some kind of a sonic bulldozer to move it out of the way. This unit here, they sell for $195. We're trying to get it a little cheaper for everybody.
It's $195?
Yeah.
Bobby said he saw it in the Sharper Image catalog something.
But I don't remember the price.
They're dropping them down now because we're trying to get it. I've been talking to the manufacturers to get it because normally it was never used for this. See, the this was normally people bought this for massage, but they didn't know anything about it. So that's in Europe, they were doing it for massage. It's until we came across the process of interlocking with some resonance that we discovered that we had the working model.
So you're taking this, and when you hear a sound here, you're imitating it with,
yeah, right,
with that machine.
Right.
From the tape.
Now, is there. You would teach us technically these steps.
But are you doing it, or is it just happening?
No, you see, it's out. No.
Does it automatically happen, Adana?
By the way you hold it, Adana?
How do you make the sound emulate?
It's
the holds it.
No, it's by how you move it.
That's right. Yeah, right. So, that's what they have others that the big one has a dial formation. Well, this here is a mini model to work according to angle movements.
Well, you have a blockage
in the case of wiring. That sound that speeds up your enzymes. Because while you're hearing it, and it's causing you to salivate. Right?
You'll find that you didn't have an imbalance in your mechanism outside of three conditions. One, you saw it. Two, you heard it. Three, you said it to yourself. And if you saw it, something hit you. If you hear it, it's something was said to you. And if you are saying it to yourself, that's sublimated. And it comes back.
Don, I understand when you have a pain someplace, but what happens if you don't have a particular pain? How do you tell what organ of your body is not working properly? Or?
Well, your anatomy will indicate where you're malfunctioning, wherever there's a sore spot.
You mean like the oriental patient diagnosis? That's an indicator?
Those are all right, they're good, but the thing is this, what we're looking at is this. Now, who has any kind of a sore hand?
Oh, there you go.
All right, you got a sore hand. All right.
My wrist.
Okay.
John, I'm going to take you right
there. My question is now going to be is, how did you get his hand sore? What did you do to get it sore?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Good. Did you, how long you had it sore?
It's been off and on for years.
But this side happens to be a male confrontation.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm going to ask, what color comes to you, maybe you think of the soreness in the hand?
Yellow.
So that male confrontation had to do with decision making. Can you remember the first time you had to make a decision with some male person?
It's really making my shoulder ache when you ask.
I haven't touched you with a device. That will amplify the resonance. All I'm doing is using the sonic questioning to activate the memory bank. To reconstruct. And that's what other diagnostic techniques are for. This is only a means of phasing down the crystallization from a chronic condition. So, when you think back of the first time the anguish was there, then that would be the first thing that would interfere. No, that would maintain the soreness periodically. And if you go back, at what time of the day was the first real anguish with that male person? That would also be indicative in the tissue. So what this will do is simply this. See, I'm matching that sound. All I'm doing is creating om.
I love it.
I really love that male confrontation. Sounds like you love it so much you want to hang on to it there. A little pain over
there.
Oh. Now move your fingers.
Oh. Ooh, I saw you jump in.
Ooh. It's very strange. Woo.
But you see here that the amplification of your own tissue, how much amplified that is going on at the subliminal level. That sound is the healthy sound of the tissue amplified to the level of hearing. All this device is reinforcing it to allow the breaking up of the crystallization that is trapped.
Oh.
Now you can tell them.
I want one.
Yeah. We're going to get it.
Ooh. It feels totally new.
How's your shoulder?
Wow. It's a little in my back, but you know. Can't do it all at once.
Work up to it.
At least two treatments, Jan.
Well, it's weird because when you got the jolt through here, your eyes immediately got tired too. Your face,
yeah.
Your face.
It got serious. Yeah.
But meditation is a means to slow your brain down to the level of the healthy resonance to identify with it and feel a sense of oneness. That's what we call the Qi Gong method, or the internal cellular kinesis method for releasing the shock in the nerve or the muscle at that level.
That they're straight, where when I look at them, they're not straight. But the feeling I'm getting is that they're straight. My question is, how did they get bent like this?
It went through a piece of plate steel.
Yeah. Did they stitch it?
Yeah, with metal stitches.
Well, that would be the reason why it'll crimp. Did it break the bone?
Yeah.
All right. Then
rise.
All right. Then you have to allow for certain compensation. The tissue, once it's stitched, is going to wrinkle. The sonics is only going to increase the flow of the blood and the gas around the tissue easier, but it's not going to unwrinkle it. It's from the fact that it's stitched. It'll make it flexible, but that means you have to always work on it to keep the flexibility going. The bone isn't going to shift around more than go back to its polarity, but the pain will be phased out.
They feel like a healthy finger right now.
But you have to make the compensation for the stitch. That's why today now we don't recommend anybody cutting their skin to go stitch it up. We prefer you go tape it. See what I did with mine? When I cut my foot, I didn't get it stitched. I pressed down with my finger and held it there, and then I applied skin food after 15 minutes. Then it sealed it back and healed. So it doesn't have no stitch there, and there is no scar, just the spot where the dark spot, but that's underneath where the blood is now being cleared up.
So for a child, if there was to be an abrasion like that, could you do it with a piece? Like a poultice on it and tie it down.
Right. In England, they don't stitch no more. They tape every broken nerve. Or in fact, they're trying to develop tape type surgery.
That's only the one surgery on the surface. Instead of stitching, they're taping you in. We can be applying it in this country as soon as we start accepting it more.
You know, at one moment when that went around my wrist, when it went through, it felt like it made a circle when it went all the way through and they connected. And that's when I, it was almost like a shock. But it was almost, it was a shock to me.
So do these corrections only stay a while and then if the same energy or thought hormone, spoken word is reactivated?
Yeah, will my wrist stay this way?
No, once the breakup, you will be finding yourself what talking it,
thinking different about it,
because you wouldn't have the anguish of hiding behind it or fearing it anymore. One of the reasons why Jesus said, "Confess your sins before your fellow men," was to be ready to talk out the situation with others, so that you aren't embarrassed. Self-embarrassment is a continuation of an illness, and the less self-embarrassed you are, the more healthy you become. So the group therapist and the group conditions is the confessing your sins before the fellow man. That was just their way of saying it. But to go and openly, that's why in my clinic I don't have no years when I start off. everybody's personal, but I found everybody came back being more sick. So we did what is called group like this, and Ed will tell you. We all did it all in the group. And everybody got well quicker, because everybody began to share with each other's condition and were able to talk more freely than before. You know, the problem never came back. Because you're looking at it more objectively for the first time, without the embarrassment of it being...
Ultrasound, and it's kind of like that. Of course, it's absolutely silent.
No, this is not ultrasound.
It's entirely different.
This, yeah. This is sound waves transmitted into the tissue.
Yeah. Okay.
By the transmitter. Yeah.
What about the uniform transmitter size?
Yes. They have them, but I don't have it.
I've had one. So I guess that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Still feels straight.
That's because the stitch is here, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have different end with that pulling up the stitch. But flexibility now, internal flexibility.
Yeah, the stiffness is gone.
But that's what you gotta consider, the wherever the stitch, that is the tautness in the tissue. See, a friend of mine in Tennessee, when he called me when he had injured his finger, I said, try to do the therapy, and if I can get there in time, we're fine. But he didn't. He went to the doctor, and the doctor decided to cut on the finger and stitch the spot, and that's the only part that... He saved the finger from being cut off by doing what I told him, but then when he started to worry, he went to the doctor, and the doctor chipped into the skin here, and then he sewed it back. But what had happened, he had, was nailing something, and it slipped and it went through his finger. So. But then, again, he had it stitched. Now, when I told him, you learned the lesson now, anytime you get cut, don't get it stitched. He said, yeah, I know, learned. So the finger has to be worked. He has one of these to work it himself, but to keep it loose, because when you stitch it, that's what will happen. It will never pull even. The skin can, or the tissue wouldn't grow around the stitch. But if you tape it, this is like a salamander. You know what a salamander is? Salamander is a... creature that can go every part of his anatomy back.
Mm-hmm. Is part of the reason they went to stitching is and casting?
Because they didn't have any other method in those days to stop the hemorrhaging.
What about atrophy setting in so that you would actually, your hand would stay in a state if it was in a cast too long?
That was the assumption that we had without ever realizing physical therapy was available. So that today now we know that that isn't really valid. That when you put your hand in the cast, no matter, it will be there for a minimum of 7 weeks to bone to bond, we can actually reset the polarity of the bone by hooking an electrical inverter. The bone polarity will set after you put it in a cast, and the bonding of the bone would not weld. See, you got a piece of paper, show you what I'm talking about, a bone. All right. You break the bone. That's the actual joint here to that portion, and there's the actual joint to that portion. And let's say this is the bone that is broken. Normally, before it was broken, the polarity of the skeleton is like this, plus, minus, plus, minus, no, right here, down here, minus.
plus. So when this is broken, this automatically shifts the polarity. This plus sign drops down here, and this minus sign goes up here, causing the bone to push away. This one switches and goes up here, and so they push away from each other and don't come close to each other. They're repelled because they're too. So the doctor under the x-ray of those days saw, well, it's pushed out, we can't do anything to pull it back in. It's too much pressure because the bone is in an enclosed circuitry of a tissue or field. So what they do is like that, it's pushing, so they tape it up, so hold it, so let it bond. Well, so they put the cast around it like this on the outside, preventing it from flapping, and then you'll eat and tell you to use a lot of milk to get your calcium to build. So what happens? The calcium comes and does like that and weld it. So when you look at the bone after 7 weeks, you see this big ridge around it.
Yeah.
And that's the ridge that is the weld. Now, in those days, they never knew that bone had polarity. Like he said, we didn't even know we had a sonic in our body. We found a lot of these things sound like antiquated witchcraft, you know. But today now, what happens is this. When it's broken, what we can do after you put it in the cast, we hook an electrical probe to a unit that sends current into the area that reestablishes the polarity back to its normal polarity, and then the bone, instead of drawing the calcium to form a ridge like this, lines it up like this now, in between, this way. It's like a bonding, plating effect. So after you'll notice at the end of 4 to 5 weeks, the hand is stronger, but because they are already conditioned to 7 weeks, that bone, but if you x-ray it at the end of the 4th to the 5th week, it's already bonded in.
Now, does that charge stay on for the entire?
Yeah, it's finished. That's just transferred. Now, this.
How long does the charge stay on? For the whole length, it's in the cast?
No. The initial transference is the longest you'll have it, is 10 minutes. And it's but the thing is this, around here the tissue is slightly swollen. That's not going to go down. You have to do that physical therapy after it's taken from the cast.
But physical therapy, if you use sound now, that will reduce that.
That's right. No, we didn't have those equipment before. And if you were living on a reservation and you broke your bone, and here's how they notice that the broken bone on people in primal areas, even though they may use their primitive techniques to wrap it up to heal it, they re-x-ray them. And it was funny. Their bone showed this kind of a knitting instead of a loop over like the other kind. They couldn't figure out why. And they went back to do the research. Checking when this particular concept came up, this electrical thing, they went back to look at bones from, and then they look at different mummies that they found. Some bones, how they knitted, and somehow they, and then they began to compare. And so one doctor friend of mine, he discovered that when people broke the bone and the medicine man put on the stuff around it, for 24 hours, the whole family out there, boom, 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 and this resonance sound was really the actual intonation that was going into the bone to get it lined up. So they were doing what is called a sonic polarization of the bone. And that's the next thing they're going to come out with, how they can get sonic polarization of calcium. Because the Russians are studying that, because the loss of calcium in space is being the biggest threat, and then they're realizing that it has to do with sonics, and if they can,
they can generate,
so it's how to stabilize calcium through polarization of sound.
So okay. we are getting closer to the our religion faster than we think.
How each food works then is five times.
Yes.
It has a certain vibration that aligns itself.
Well, remember, okay, potato, nice word. Uh-huh. It contains iron, magnesium, phosphorus. These are three minerals that are in it. Now let's take squash. Nice word. Contains potassium, magnesium, phosphorus. Then let's take almond. Nice word. Grows on a tree. Contains the same three minerals. What we're saying to ourselves is that minerals, no matter what they are, extracted out of the ground within a certain light frames, radiate or integrate to certain sonic pitches. So you can, this is what you're working on this on now, how to line the pitch up with the food to the part of the anatomy. So you can have what is called a sonic induction to people who can't eat the food and having problems. Now they resonate the sound of the mineral to the tissue to get it to absorb the mineral.
Is that, then if our whole body, if everything is locked up in a certain activity of the cells bonding, then everything else in the world that went through that same, process is linked up in us, and that's all in a key and a frequency.
Yeah.
So each thing, so that alignment is all happening.
So Brother Jesus would say, the things I do, you do also, and greater things shall you do.
This body is the only one that has all of it in it, though.
That's right.
That's why the secret's locked up in this body.
Well, let's go back to the initial statement. Come, let me make man. Or come, let us make man. Good. That's the old agricultural way statement. Come, let us make man in our own image and likeness. That's it. Then male and female created them, and God breathed breath of life into man. Man became living soul. That's the old agricultural term. It's valid, but when you're getting into the actual nitty-gritty of the physics, one can look at it much more objective without guilt and say, in the initial expression of creation, the polarity of sonics and optics existed together and begins to make a manifestation, and giving the manifestation the same dualistic appearance within itself. So image and likeness having a sonic and an optical quality locked up in it, and then a frequency reference to make one male and make one female. So when you look at the male body, it's a sperm ovum. You make it a female body, it's a sperm ovum. But the resonance frequencies to differentiate which is the male and female are going to be different in cycles per second. So that's where you come back with the sonics now. And then God breathed, this creative principle pushes in breath of life into the mechanism, not by the umbilical cord, not by the mouth, but by the nasal tract for the first time, when the cord is cut, establishing an individuality to the form. And this pressurization now allows it to activate and appear to be living. But living what? Minerals in the form of tissue. So they call it living soul or living soil. Well, how we knew it was living soil instead of living soul is when a guy like Moses was confronting the principle
was told to take his shoes off. Why do you want to take his shoes off? For what? Where is he standing?
On the soil.
On the soil, in the dirt. He said, this is holy ground. Not H-O-L-Y. Alone. But W-H. The whole thing is you, Moses. So don't be stupid enough to feel that you...
Wasn't he grounding though, too?
Right, and that is the grounding process. Now, we walk around totally oblivious of the accessible electrical force field that is totally free, that don't cast nothing, to heal us. You see this material? What do you call this?
Roger.
You want to do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Rub your foot this way. Both. Like if, one arm, right? Now, sit down back and feel them. Put them. Now, put your hand on it. How it feels. What do you feel? Tingling, right?
Yeah.
Static electricity. So here you walk around having access to mini gadget.
Mini gadget.
It's all around you. Well, some person will come along and make the gadget. So you having access there to, but since the feet is the natural reflex to the whole body, you have access by the rubbing on the carpet to reassess all the reflexes electrostatically. So you will start correcting in your body the traumatic impact that has occurred through your life. But since we don't know what we are and hung up in the who we are, we can't use it till somebody stick it and point it out to you. And I'll tell you this, the best guru is an automobile. You become very responsible right away, because you get behind the wheel, you don't want to take chances with the guy in front of you. In the ashram, you may postpone being responsible. Well, behind the wheel, you can't postpone too fast or too late. You better act right away. So that's why we say modern man is going to be more realized in a shorter space of time than his ancestors were. Because he'll see the connection quicker and quicker as he looks around all the available means. Now, if you're looking for an oil well to make you wealthy, you got the most natural oil well that will make you healthy. This is the greatest gushing for health. Any kind of a sickness that you may feel, I'm not talking of bacteria now or broken bone, but any kind of muscular pain or stress, and you don't want to, you can just move yourself over that particular material and it'll start correcting. It's built-in electrostatic chemistry.
So it's just a matter, it's just about synthetics or anything, it doesn't really have
any carbon.
But the sound is actually, what you're hearing is that the healthy organ is making at a very subliminal level. All these they've done is to take the fiber microphone and go over the body and record the sound of the healthy organ and amplify it, so that the therapist now, that's why they call him the third world therapist. You see, he was saying there's no way you can get that medical training if you can take your head to be trained. They had to find ways and means to get people, and then most people are familiar with chanting and doing different songs, so they can relate to this type of therapy faster. And so the idea is that you can hear the song amplified and battery
recorders are available now more than so for the third world and you traveling. So you have the tape that amplifies the sound in the room for you. And the smallest gadget we know is this one. The other size one is that big, like that thing on top of the TV set. That sells for about $8,500.
If you sing a lot, if you make lots of sounds,
Yes, but
you go out in nature and sing.
Correct.
The trees
get exactly.
The
right.
Up.
That's why they say sing and the praises of the Lord.
Yeah.
That's how they discovered. But the thing is this: what you're doing is you're re-identifying with the actual sonics and the harmonic frequency that holds the thing together. You having the individuality and you having access to the tonal scale can do many variations, but by the same token you can do many mock-ups. A dog ain't gonna muck up because all he knows is say bow wow. Well, we can make a lot of mock-ups by saying all kind of crazy songs, whether it's a positive or negative. So that's the difference between the animal and the plant and us, or the bird. They only have one song to make, and that's the song that holds them together. And so they live out their life rhythm. We have the access or the flexibility to break down or build up. That's why we are given dominion, not ownership. We are given this individuality for one reason, that the creative intelligence can test itself through its own manifestation to see if the principle of sound that holds things together is capable of distortion and self-correction by sound. Then sound is truly self-perpetuating within its own domain of self-interaction that will cause negative discharge. So you begin to realize that it's a unique principle that is set up to have sound hold a form as long as you want to hold it, then to shift it and then see the form, make the adjustment and to that shift, then you have the purpose of being free from it or be stuck in it.
Donald, the resonance that holds the world together and the cosmos together, is that the sound of the bagpipes when you hit
me? Yeah. You see, all the wise men have heard this sound in their cells. But in order to duplicate it, they look around to objects that sound similar to, or they try to create instruments to match it. That was how it all began. See? So then when the poet came along, he says, every poet is marching to his own drum beat. All right. We found out that the resonance is in the body, and there are five that are basic to the body. To hold it, to lift it into a three-dimensional movement. So, prisma of love is synchronized to the endocrine glands where the sound resonates within the part of the anatomy, and we find that the base of the spine resonates to a drum. That's the frequency that hits the base of the spine. And so, all music that is using a drum as a beat would affect the base of the spine. Now, what is the anguish in therapy is that man cannot maintain that sound long enough because he gets tired to kick over the endocrine gland to heal the mechanism. That was the only thing that we found. That's why around-the-clock sessions were what you call workshops and all these things in the ancient days to get that resonance going, and a whole family group were doing it. Then to see how long it took. And what they did discover is that none of these
organs really could kick over efficiently below the 1 hour action of the organ in the ascending function of the 1 hour in class one, I told you it's all the nutrition, and then the next hour is the descending. So each organ had a 2 hour differential. That's how they found that out later after. Today now, with the equipment like this that can play and hold that pitch, we can then move that through the mechanism so fast, we can take the thing to go, because then it's holding longer than the human voice can hold it. And how many, a lot of people have to sing to hold that. So this is an improvement on the exhaustion technique. Strictly the exhaustion technique, you see? But that's basically what it leads to, a time frame. And regardless of Mary was pregnant by God, she can't deliver the baby next day. Still take 9 months. So that's still an exhaustion technique. The Russians are now decided to do it in 4.5 months. So you'll be hearing a lot of people who are pregnant are going to be able to have the baby in 4.5 months, but the dilation condition will double. Instead of taking 9 months to dilate to a certain size, the dilation condition will double in 4.5 months. They'll have the baby.
They'll do that with sound.
Yeah, they'll do the sound, and the muscle will stay stronger for higher potency for the woman in future years. So it speeds up her delivery time by the dilation time, and to keep the strength potency of the muscle.
Well, can we take sound and go through the chakras with it?
Yes, that's what we're doing with this. The first one is their drum. Then the second one, which is the sacrum, that's the sound of the all wind instruments, flutes, horns. That is the actual frequency. So instruments tend to duplicate that. Drums and beats and all kind of pounding tends to duplicate the first one that occurs in the base of the spine. So they call that the first one the drum beat or buzzing of the beat. And then the next one is like anything like a flute or a horn, Gabriel's horn. These are all labels of that particular area resonates to that particular sound. Then you come to the navel or lumbar, and that is like a string instruments, harps, all kind of guitars, anything that is string instrument. Then you come to the chest, which is the heart. That sounds like a bell. Now, anybody saw Fantasia? So they said the first three movements of the night, everything was being pulled away by this evil one. And then as soon as the bell rang, for whom the bell tolls, everything is coming back. And that's the heart, the opening, where the first rail transferring at the halfway mark. God ain't going to come down and pull you out of your anus, but he'll meet you halfway at your heart. So he allowed you to go muck up. That's why they call the prodigal son. He's not going to come down in the mucky part, but he'll meet you halfway to pull you out. So that's the decision each one of us have to make in cleaning up ourselves. Then we go from the heart to the throat, and that's where we hear the thunder clap. That's why the Buddhists use their design as a thunder kind of a shape, and they make instruments that look like that to create the sound of a thunder. And then you go from the throat to the forehead, which is the pituitary. They call it the two-petal lotus, which is the posterior and the anterior lobe of the pituitary. And they call it ajna, or focal point, or adjustment to the metabolic rate of the body. And at that point, we see flashes of lightning. We don't hear any sound, but we hear the actual flash of the lightning and see it. Now,
there's still a sound.
It's still a sound, yes, but it's such a subtle sound, but it's a visual sound. And so that's how we're coming in now, more and more to visual sounds. And last but not least is the top of the skull, which they call the thousand-petal lotus, is like a bagpipe blowing in the highlands. So it's that drone, and the highest thing that the bagpipe can go to is a kettle. The sound of the kettle, it makes that sound. So it, now, if you figure out anything that has to open from a closed position, it's going to go like a shriek. And that's very dear. That sound you hear is like a kettle going off. Is actually the resonance level of the soft part of the skull. So these sounds are set to the body, but there's one more sound, and that's in the back of the head of the medulla oblongata. That integrates them all. That sound is your throat having authority over all of them. So you can say now, Om, and all of them have to resonate to match that one, because medulla oblongata or hypothalamus in the medulla oblongata is the actual point of contact where the sperm bonded with the ovum to put you together. So that is the priority you as an organism have over all other songs when you intone it through your own voice. So the essence of the technique is to be able to intone song without moving the tongue. And that's why when you're given the five songs to repeat in meditation, you are intoning it without moving the tongue, thus setting up an internal cellular frequency of polarization with all the other songs. So that actually causes now the etal in the spinal column, which your spinal column is composed of, to rise by sonic temperature. It's what we call a ultrasonic beamer. Because without moving your tongue, you're inducing a beaming heat wave in the spinal fluid. Now it'll shoot up into the brain, and you're drunk with the Holy Spirit. And then you say, born again in the Lord, hallelujah, all came on you. They call it Kundalini and everything. But this is the internal sign.
But you use all.
We don't have any other sound that we can get around that is intonable by the human mechanism that would match the polarity, because the mouth has to go this way as a opening for resonance, and this way and that way. So they all follow the same potential. They're wrapped up in this three movements. So if I was to intone a resonance from these three movements, I'll get it. So they wrote A-U-M. Then they pronounce it Om. Well, see how long you can before you go to the bathroom. You'd be surprised. I didn't believe it myself, but then Yogananda told me, if ever you find yourself constipated, my friend, intone Om without moving the tongue. And see how long you can hold it, and you'll break up the positive inside, because it's sonic resonance in down right through see from your mouth to your anus is a long tube with all the different variations of the parts of the anatomy. So when you don't really see inside your anatomy, you kind of, once you study anatomy, you start to laugh how comical the thing is, because it's so obvious. The tongue is forced to go downward because the tongue is locked, you see, and it's creating what is called inductive resonance, pushing the song down towards the anus. So anything in the way is forced to break up, because the song will create first basic sound.
Just like
right, right. Right. And that goes into supersonic, then ultrasonic. That's a smash bash.
But there's a funny part of it.
How often are we supposed
to sit? Let me put it this way. If you have, now the question is, you don't use it on yourself. It's for someone who is in need, and they may make a request of having some problem. You don't go assuming that you're going to help that person, because then you're interfering with their right to get sick. It's when they're asking, and then someone asks you, you can make the comment, I'll pray for them, and leave it at that. Then that doesn't put you into a situation of assuming the karmic debt. But you are acting as a brother's keeper or a spiritual nursemaid or babysitter.
So if you interfere, then you are taking that.
Right, and so Brother Jesus never went looking for it. Remember, everybody had to come looking for him and ask him first. So you have to respect the laws of physics. Now, when you are asked, and then you offer to pray for them, this is what you do. You take the time off and go, and I always do it in the bathroom because nobody can bug me then. When thou prayest, retreat at your innermost chamber. And whatever you ask in my name is done unto you. So I found that the innermost chamber is the bathroom. So good.
<He's> so practical.
Very practical. So you close your eyes, and you think of the person, and if you're the frequency, let's say the frequency is eliminate, then I'll close my eyes and say, divine will flowing through me will eliminate all those conditions that interfere with the normal harmonious flow of Jane. It is said, it is done, so be it. Thank you. And forget it. You don't have to go what? Mumble it and rehash it over and over. Because you're not doing it in the first place. All you're doing is what? Plugging in on a frequency by request. And the frequency is going to go in through the unified process to act on their mechanism at the subliminal level. They don't hear the sound waves of the healthy organ in their body. All they feel is a painful sensation that they recognize on the surface of the body. You're locking in at the actual resonance from inside and setting the frequency to eliminate whatever is interfering with it, so it go on and release itself. So you automatically state it and forget about it. That's exactly, and then it does the job, you see. And that's why Jesus was very impressed with many people who came and asked for healing. And of the three people that impressed him the most, even though he grew up among those people, three of them were the ones that he made comment on. The centurion and the servant of the centurion. When the servant who was sick, and the centurion was Roman, and then his Roman physicians couldn't heal the workman. He was going to go to this Jewish magician to get some kind of help. I said, who are you going to go ask that Jew? So he faced them down, and he went. But on the way going, he made this mental evaluation. If he, as a person having power over people and can give a command and get results, why should this person not be in that same frame of mind? So when he approached him, he realized what he had evaluated. He says, if you but say the word, my servant would be well. Don't come, because I don't want to embarrass you. But you just say the word. And Jesus looked at him and said, not in all Israel have I seen such faith, or basically, not among mankind who think they know what reality is, have I seen such a comprehension of truth. and automatically the request is fulfilled by saying, go, it's done. You ask it in that particular frame of comprehension, it's done. Then he turns around to go back. Then his own people came to tell him, don't go bug that guy, your servant is well. He's already well. So he wasn't concerned. He said, when? What time? That's where timing came in now. And then they told him, and that was the exact same time when Jesus was saying, go, it's done. So that's what we're looking at, a unified field in terms of sonics. Now the next one is two sisters having a brother. He stayed in the brother's house and visited with them, like I come here. And then the brother is hung up in money. And so how is he going to help such a student? The man is a student. So he decides the only way he can help this man as a student to stop being hung up in the attachment of the money, not the money as a sake of using it, but is in the attachment, because he says it's a hard thing for a rich man to let go of his attachment to what he's got to go look inside. So what are you going to do for this guy? He'd have to bring this guy to a level where money is of no asset to the bread. The bread is going to have to take priority. So he walks away from the house, realizing that this man is a student, where he can't help the person unless he puts the person through a certain process to reaccept themselves. And the person starts getting sick. And the further he went, the worse. And then the sisters are sending him a message, the brother is sick. And finally, they send him the message, the brother shut down. Well, the comedy of it is this. He makes a comment in front of everybody by saying, this is not a debt unto the debt. Well, who the hell know what debt is and unto the debt in those days? You got to be a fantastic thinker to comprehend a debt unto the debt. Everybody in those days, debt is debt. There's nothing more than that. Well, he's making a comment, this is not a debt unto the debt. And so he don't bug him. Then the sisters finally came to see him. So by the time he turned around to go see the sister. Well, you can picture in your mind, you had this fellow in your house. He was there, you knew he could help you.